Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm going to feel old when you say this. Do you know who Christopher Guest is? Okay, that's look to the side and you look off into the distance and your eyes glaze over, I know the difference. I know you don't have to lie to me.
I didn't say yes.
It sounded like you were about to lie to me.
No.
But he's a guy who was in Spinal Tap, and he's like a kind of huge satire artist. Great. But he was talking about how he got fired from a job when he was in college because he couldn't do basic math. And I was like, what an idiot. And then I just didn't do basic math on air in a pinch. So I guess that means as I look in the mirror, what an idiot. Now, I don't care about a lot of the concern about this Tiger series because I think the juice is worth the squeeze. I think it's going to add only more drama to a first round matchup if you can take this division and then that's your first round opponent for a myriad of reasons. And simply because you've seen them a lot, or maybe they found their mojo if they actually do spray champagne after making the playoffs, no matter if they go winless at the end of the season or not. Like, I expect you to win. Like, yeah, that's any other series. I can't expect you to win against the Astros, Red Sox. I think the Yankees would be another team you could play. Like, those teams have been so much better for so much longer of the season than you have. Even though everybody has peaks and valleys, okay, you don't have their number right now. You do with the Tigers.
If you look at this and you take the effect of because you're saying the series is going to have much more of a storyline to it. It's going to be a bigger sell and it's going to mean more. Does it lose any of that if you sweep them?
No.
Like if you just take this in, what, I mean, it's going to be a wild card series, so it'd be two games. If you just go 2-0 and the games are non-competitive?
No. No, it's even better that. Well, I want to say even better because we like a little flair and we like a little bit of the drama. But no, I like if you take it, you take it. Now, listen, will it sting a little bit more if you lose? Yeah, that's called being a rival. Like that's called having more skin in the game. I feel if you're like, well, I don't want to lose to this Tigers team because it offsets what you did to get in the playoffs. No, it doesn't. But if you do feel that way, for me, it doesn't. But if you do feel that way, that's probably just a sign that you want to kick their asses more than they want to kick anybody else's butt.
Yeah, I mean, like, again, I want to see the Tigers and I want to see you win. It has more for me for the storyline. I think if you just walk in there and it, you know, just take them away and it's like they don't even look competitive, I'm going to be like, okay, well, I'm not so asking for anybody different, but it feels like the series loses a little luster.
Oh, wait, I thought you were saying that you were like, if you sweep him, does it really even matter?
No, yes, no, it does. It matters.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, 100% it does. I'm just saying it takes some of the dramatics and the storyline away from it when it's like, okay, so you went and you beat the Tigers 8 games in a row.
You do realize that Jim Costa will hear from me every day for weeks after that on air. I will call into his show. And again, Jim's a very nice guy. His partner, John, could kick my booty 7 ways from Sunday. He's a former NFL tackle. And will I call in some way or another to gloat? Yes, because not only did we take the final, at worst, 5 of 6 games that you played down the stretch, but you also took the division from them, and then to turn around and sweep them out of the playoffs and it's non-competitive, that, like, good luck ever getting, like, you're going to spend a decade undoing that stank on you for this specific rivalry.
This is where I go back to 220. It does the same thing for me if I beat the Lions. If I beat the Lions, it's just the extra thing on it. It's just an extra kick.
No, I forget where the Lions and Browns have ever had a rivalry. Outside of 1957, which I still haven't gotten over.
Well, I'm just saying you're trying to kick the Detroit fans while they're down, and you want to hang that over their head. That's one more thing to hang over their head. That's extra juice for me.
I think the Guardians win here, and then the Guardians sweeping them in the playoffs would be as much juice as you can have in a baseball rivalry that isn't the Yankees and Red Sox. Let's go with Devin in North Royalton. Devin, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Living the dream, buddy. What you got for us?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Well, one, I think it's a no-brainer. Why would you not want to play a team that pretty much forgot how to play baseball since July? And quite frankly, a Jenga tower is more stable than their whole team combined. So right now, I mean, it's just common sense. And so regardless, in terms of rivalry, will it be a big series if we end up playing them in the playoffs? One, you came back down 15.5. Two, you took the division from them. And if you go in and you sweep them, talk about utter dominance to another team. And like you just said, it'll take a decade to take away that stain from this. And don't forget, guys, like this Detroit was supposed to be the team this year. They were supposed to be, after what they did last year and got into the playoffs, took us to a five-game series, this was supposed to be their year. But at the end of the day, I just don't see them coming back from this. They already look way rattled. They look – They don't have an answer right now. And as fans, we need to enjoy this. We shouldn't even be here. We shouldn't even be having this conversation. We should be talking about how the Lions are going to beat the Browns on Sunday, or what's going to go wrong there, or what crazy thing's going to happen, right? So just enjoy it. And let's give our Cavs and our Guardians credit, because they at least get to the playoffs pretty much every year, if not every other year, and are competing for championships. And the team on the lake is car crash, car crash, car crash, year in and year out.
So. Well, they just get caught speeding, Devin, but we appreciate you. Yeah.
There you go.
The car crash, that was a one-time thing. And Miles has not learned a damn thing from it. However, specific to what he said, I guess the way I look at it is, if the worst thing that happens is you get into a three-game set with the Tigers and the Tigers beat you or sweep you, it will just cancel out what you did to get back in here and the wins that you had against them, and then you're kind of at even going into the next year. But you still have skin in the game. Whereas, meaning like next year becomes the, all right, what can both of the teams do next year? Whereas if you beat them, like if the worst case scenario is, hey, we got you in the regular season, but you got us in the playoffs, well, isn't that just the reverse of last year? And so now we go into the third year and see, all right, what's the rubber match here? If that's the worst case scenario, I think you're sitting pretty.
Yeah, but in a way, I don't know that I agree with that, because in a way, yeah, they came back and almost got you in the division, but they didn't get you. Like, you still won the division. At the end of the day, we look at last year and go, Guardians had the last laugh. You won the playoff series. Like, we felt like we were better than Detroit in that moment. If you lose to Detroit on the other side of it, they do get the last laugh. Like,
oh,
sure,
yeah, no.
You blew the division.
But if that's the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Well, okay, then we just have more traction here. Then they can talk more smack, so it's real. As opposed to, and again, that's the worst case scenario.
Right.
The best case scenario is you knock them off the map, knock them out of the playoffs, and then again, it's a decade of silence. Like, it's going to be, you have to win a World Series. You have to do something from Detroit's side of things to counteract, in the same way that there was a long time where I didn't feel like I could talk crap to the Tigers fans, because it was like every time you talk crap, you turn around and bam, Miggy just hit another home run.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's where I feel like Ken's coming from on that point, though, because it's just, you want to take the last, like, you want to just be able to say,
are we just not comfortable? Are we just not comfortable being the hunted? We just like being the hunter more?
I think that's a natural mentality, especially around here, is that you always feel like you're an underdog. So you kind of push back and you feel comfortable in that spot being it.
216-474-0092. Dick, Mike, Josh, you guys stick there. If the Guardians and Tigers played again in the playoffs, would the expectation be that you beat them? Would the expectation be that you would sweep them? Because I might even have to go that far with where we are right now. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.